Okay, are you is that okay?
Yeah, it's good. Okay,
fine. Okay, so just again to review. So the Gemara Bava Kamma said that that at an avaya we say kiyem, but we leave out the praise of limit because we want to leave out the bigger praise, because by chizkia they said both praises. So in order to give a covet to chizkia, that people that the later avaya and that person is not equal to chizkia, so we leave out the larger praise. So we only say kiyem, but we don't say limit. So the Gemara says, "Gasha, that means you're basically saying that limeh is a bigger shvach than kiyem." We know that's not true because it says, "Gadol talmid, shetalmid gadol limeh tayra, shalimeh maybe de maisa." So the fact that you're saying limeh maybe de maisa means that maisa is greater, because he's saying the purpose of limeh is for maisa. So obviously, maisa is greater. So the Gemara answer is, you're right, Mice is greater than Limit. But when we said that we don't say Limit, that means Limit Other. So Limit Other is the greatest of everything. So, you know, that's Rashi. The problem, not so much the problem, but the, you know, on one hand, definitely the Gemara is a, you know, Shtickle agreed with our Hashkafis, way Rashi learns. Because at the end of the day, teaching others is even better than anything else. That was a Rashiva definitely held. Teaching others is better than Kiyeh and better than learning yourself. So, okay, that's okay. But what the Gemara does seem to say, according to Rashi, is that Kiyeh is on a higher Madrega than Limeh. So we were a little bit bothered that that seems to go against what we always thought, that Talmud Torah can get Kulam.
Why isn't the Gemara and Kedushin the problem? The Gemara and Kedushin has the Shaila, which one's bigger? So okay. The Gemara and Kedushin didn't know the Mishnah Peya?
Because you're right, except that the Gemara and Kedushin comes out. The Gemara and Kedushin at least comes out that Torah is greater. So, you know, it's okay. So we would say
it's machlokas. The whole idea that Talmud Torah.
What?
The whole idea of Talmud Torah and Kulam is really in machlokas.
Maybe.
Was machlokas
done? It may be. I mean, we're jumping, but the Gemara in Kedushin came out that Torah is greater because maybe they ma'isa. And I, if you look in that Mishnah and Peya, where it says Talmud Torah Kelegen Kulam, the Rambam says because maybe it's a Maisa. So at least the way the Rambam seems to be learning in the Beresh Mishnah and Peya, that Mishnah and Peya is totally on a machlokes tanoim. That's what it sounds like from the Rambam.
Or it could be that Ahol Pekin, you're still supposed to do Maisa, meaning that
on what Gadol means. But if you learn the simple shot that Gadol means, which is a bigger mitzvah, which is the way before the play Yeshua, that's the simple shot. That's the play how Tavis and his question is learning. So, okay. Anyway, but let's stick before we get jumping. So this is the Gemara in Bava Kamma. Gemara Bava Kamma is basically saying that the Gemara Bava Kamma is basically saying that the sequence of shrach is on the bottom level is learning, next level is kiyem, and the next level is teaching. And they have a raya that's true from the Gemara in Kedushin that says Gadol Talmid Shemevni De Maisa. So Tavis has a kasha on Rashi that he's contradicting the Gemara in Kedushin. So I think we should look at that Gemara in Kedushin, except that I don't have it here in a second. Yeah, the Gemara in Kedushin. All right, we didn't do the Gemara in Kedushin inside. So let's look at the Gemara in Kedushin inside. I got too big of a stack here. I'm gonna come tumbling down. Okay, so Gemara and Kedushin is men on the days. So let's read this Gemara. Okay, I don't know if you people have it. I hope you have it. Ukvar hoya Rabbi Tarvin Mizikanim Misuvim Balias Base Nitza the Lud. Right? They were sitting in this place. Question is nothing to do with anything, but why does the Gemara bother telling us where they were sitting? Why is that relevant?
A lot of things happened in that house.
What?
Didn't a lot of things happen in that bias? Like it comes up in Shas elsewhere too, that they were.
Okay, I'm not sure. So why did they tell it to us?
Maybe it's a shut off for
Hashivas. The person has chus that all these things happened to.
Yeah.
Rebbe, so usually happen when they weren't able to sit and have a normal Sanhedrin because they were on the run from persecution. So they had to hide out in people's houses. So
right,
they
have the full. Why do we care?
Because they didn't have a full quorum. So they weren't able.
They were sitting in this guy's house. I saw someone said, but not a you know, relevant, that this was some high kind of memory aid. That it's easy to remember physical facts. It makes it into a story. And once you have a story, one thing is a story, then everything else becomes, once you remember one piece, you remember the rest. It's like a hook. That's what someone said. I don't know. That's Pashim Shot. That they felt that by putting it into a story, you can remember it better. And then you remember the story, and then you remember, oh, it was a story, then you remember. But okay, anyway, Nisha Shein is with Nam. The question was presented. Talmud Gadol Amaisa Gadol. So it's not clear what they mean Gadol. Pashim Shat they mean, which is a bigger mitzvah. Now that's the Pashim Shat, and that's how... That's definitely the Parshat Shot because our Gemara is discussing which is a bigger mitzvah because we're at the Levaya, which is a bigger praise. And our Gemara quotes this Gemara in Kedushin. So the simple shot is that they're both referring to the same topic, which is what is a bigger praise, which is a bigger mitzvah. Talmud Gadol or Maase Gadol. So this is, I don't remember who asked this question, but it would sound like that he, Reb Tarvin, does not agree with the principle of Talmud Torah Keneged Kula. He says, Maase Gadol. I don't know if that's, is that apikorsis to say such a thing? That Reb Tarvin holds Maase Gadol. It says Talmud Torah Keneged Kula. Maybe that's not Rav Tarfin.
Rabbi is prepared to say that Rabbi Tarfin doesn't hold like the whole nefesh of Chaim Shar Dalad.
Yeah. Wait, there's somebody waiting. I'm sorry, I didn't see this person waiting.
Just to clarify, we're not discussing whatever benefit that you get from doing mitzvahs Talmud Torah. We're discussing whether you have a mitzvah that you have two mitzvahs before you. Which should you be bocher and which is?
No, I don't agree with you. I don't get that's what the plain Yeshua says. To defend Rashi. But the simple shot is not like that. The simple shot, the way Pashim Shot and the way apparently Tosfos gripped in Gemara is Gadol means when you come to Eidam Haba, who's going to get a bigger standing ovation? And that's why Tosfos felt that the Gemara in Kedushin is in Stira to the Gemara in Baba Kama, to Rashi Shot and Baba Kama.
When Aaron said Nefesh HaChaim, I'm just going to say that I don't mean to say it's schar and olam haba. I'm talking about the spiritual benefit even b'olam hazeh.
But if you say that it's gadol, means that it's more praiseworthy, so then that's not like the Nefesh HaChaim, because that means it's going to be more praiseworthy, then you should get more benefit in olam hazeh too. I don't know. You should get more, if it's gadol, it's a bigger mitzvah, it's a bigger inyan. So you should get more kedusha.
Perhaps it's not even.
You get more kedusha from Torah, but it's a better inyan to do mitzvahs. I don't know.
It's not as transformative.
What?
The mitzvahs, right? It's not. It actually is spiritually transformative, but that's not your chiyuv. Your chiyuv is doing Hashem.
That doesn't sound so misavra that you do what's right, but the guy who does what's right doesn't do what's right comes out ahead of the game.
doesn't come out ahead of the game because he's not doing what Hashem wants, but I'm saying it's been inside the etzim spiritual.
Okay, I hear, but I'm not ready to buy it.
isn't what Shamir is saying about Farish Medrash that says that the reason that people don't know Matan Schar and Chomitzos is because everyone would gravitate towards the one that had more Schar and leave the other ones out? Mash, so Hashem doesn't tell us in order so everyone does that, all of them, but Mashma, that theory.
That's because that would really be bad if they only did, because you need the shlemis of all the mitzvahs. But not that. I don't think that's what that means here. Okay, well, let's read over here. Nenner of Tarab ben Amar Maisa Gado. Nenner of Akiva of Amar Talmud Gado. Nenner Kuda of Yamru Talmud Gado Shatam Evide Maisa. So the $1 million shot, I don't know if this is $1 million shot, but the important shot is when Rabbi Akiva said Talmud Gado. Did Rabbi Akiva mean Talmud Gado Shatamid Day maybe the day Maisa? Or did Rabbi Akiva mean Talmud Gado in without maybe the day Maisa? Now there are 3 days or 2 days. Rav Tarvin says Maisa Gado. Rabbi Akiva says Talmud Gado without the Pharisee maybe the day Maisa. That's, I think, Pashup Shat. And then the conclusion is that you Talmud Gadol Shatamud Mevi De Maisa, meaning even if you hold like Rav Tarfin, Talmud Gadol, in basically, because maybe the day Maisa. That's what it sounds like. So it sounds like there are three different opinions.
You learn Tyrus, there's not a Maisa. You learn Tyrus. You learn Tyrus, so it's not Lamaisa. No.
It's I know it's a machlekes in the Mefarshim. What does it mean, maybe de Maisa? The many people learn maybe de Maisa means only if you learn things that are nogeya de Maisa. And if you don't learn halacha de Maisa, you do not get the Maida of Talmud maybe de Maisa. And Enochinami in yeshiva learning, according to that day, we would not get the Maida of Talmud Nevi de Maisa. And according to the Rambam, which we said in Peah, that says Talmud Torah Kenegad Kulam, because Talmud Nevi de Maisa, so we would not get that most of our learning. It's a Shulchan Aruch Harav says that. Other people say that. But the accepted, at least in the yeshivish world, is that maybe the Maisa is not because you're learning Hilchus Tefillin, but because Barasi Sahara Barasi Tara Tavlin. So it's maybe the Maisa because it's Mekadesh you. So therefore it makes no difference what you learn. It's always maybe the day Maisa. And many people, that's a machlekas. How
is that a first Brisa?
What?
Torah Mevili De Zahiros? That's a Brisa. Torah Mevili De Zahiros, no?
Okay. To the record, there's different gears in the Brisa, right?
Not that part.
Yeah, okay. The Chovas Levavos has get Torah maybe they Maisa. Maisa is maybe they.
That's even that's even better, straight up.
No, but it's Maisa that's maybe they is the hero.
Okay. Anyway,
okay. So either way, Torah's gonna be maybe the Maisa.
That means according to the Shulchan Aruch Harav, it means when you learn the halachas of that Maisa. That's what it means. Only when you learn those halachas. Only when you learn halacha and maisa, but when you start learn a sugya that's not again a maisa, we don't say time and meitei maisa. But at least the most people, I think, at least the minig bisman hazeh, so to speak, is that we go maybe today maisa because of brasi etzar brasi torah time. Anyway, so we have pashas 3 days. The Ratarbin owes maisa gado. Rikivin says Talmud gado. And the maskana is Amru Kulam, Talmud Gadol Shetalmud Mei De Maisa. Now, what is that pshat? So Rashi says here a pshat in Kedushin, Talmud Mei De Maisa. And therefore, why is Talmud Kodem? So Rashi says, and where is it also Rashi? You're somewhere here. Where is it?
It's towards the top. It's towards the top. Top.
5 lines above the mission to the left or something like that.
Oh, thank you. Nimsa Shneim Biyado. And as I would have learned that way, I would have learned that Talmud Nevi De Maisa, I would have learned different than Rashi. But Rashi learns that the reason why Talmud has Kedima over Maisa, because when you do Talmud, you get both. You get Talmud and Maisa. If you just do Maisa, you only get Maisa. Right? Without Rashi, I think you could learn the Gemara differently. How could you learn the Gemara differently without Rashi? Anybody have a different idea? Not that it's... What would be the story that you should do? Talmud comes first, because Talmud may be the day Maisa.
Otherwise, you won't do Maisa Bechlal.
Otherwise, you went through Maisa at all. In other words, you're doing Maisa. In other words, it means in the long run. In other words, you have a choice right now. You can either do a Maisa or a learning. So the positive shot is Tom and Nede Maisa. In other words, if you learn, it's like the Rabbi Yisrael's line of learning Musar. You know, the guy says, I only have a half hour to learn or to learn Musar. What should I learn? So Yisrael said, learn Musar and then you'll learn more, right? So Pashup Shah, I would have read the Gemara, Tam and maybe they Maisa, is you'll end up with more Maisa by doing Talmud.
But then you're learning Maisa.
What?
Then you're learning Maisa in the question and Maisa in the answer means two different things.
No, Maisa means
Mrs. Maisa means in the question means one Maisa right now, and Maisa in the answer means my whole life of doing Maisa.
Tam and maybe they Maisa. So Talmud brings me day Maisa, so maybe you end up with more Maisa. Yeah, I don't know, is that so terrible?
The question. What sort of Maisa are we discussing that is preferable to Limud?
I can't hear you.
What sort of Maisa are we discussing that's preferable to Talmud Torah? Like, Torah is also a Maisa too.
I don't know. It doesn't sound like a Torah.
And is this like
argument? We're talking about putting on tefillin. Davening, I don't know. Any
isn't Tulan Mitzvah Chivas?
It doesn't distinguish here between them. I don't know.
So the Gemara here is arguing on the Gefirish Bryce's mission about the Talmud Torah to us a mace, not for everything else, but not for everything under the sun.
I don't mean that's probably all the problem. That this everything, seems to argue with everything. So, but the mace, we're going to. So Rashi learns Rashi learns Talmud Nevi Dei Maisa because you'll get both.
Is it maybe Dei Maisa because you're not going to know what's new otherwise, or because you're going to be ignorant of the mitzvahs that you're not learning, or you're not going to do it properly? What are we talking about?
Maybe Dei Maisa. That we said that there are two different shot them in Nevi Dei Maisa. The simple shot is because you know the halacha, so you end up doing it more right. The other shot is because yet Barasi Eksahara Barasi Tara Tavlin. So, you know, so either way, I would have learned shot that because it's maybe they Maisa, so you end up with more Maisa. You know, let's say you learn because now you know how to do it. So I would say that if you have a choice, you should put on tefillin and you learn halachas. If you learn halachas, you put on tefillin right. If you don't learn halachas, you'll put on tefillin and you won't do it right. So better learn the halachas and then put on tefillin and put on tefillin. You're gonna build a sukkah. What should I do first? Should I build a sukkah or learn? So first learn. And then when you build the sukkah, maybe it'll be kosher, right? I don't know about you people in New York, but when people ask me to check their sukkahs, I find that 90% of the sukkahs are pasul. And I know for sure, my hoodie, my son-in-law, Begin Sals and Ulavim Esrogim, he always says that most people spend a lot of money in Estrig and they end up getting a lemon. You know, that's, you know, so people, you don't know halacha, you know, you're not yet in a mitzvah. So, but Rashi doesn't learn like that. That's not Rashi.
We're not talking about what are you supposed to do first. We're talking about which is greater star. So you're saying the Pashup Shad is, the Gemara doesn't mean the Torah is more star, it just means you'll end up with more star. That's also bad in the reading.
Rashi says, Nimsa Shnei and Biyada, that's also talking about you end up with more star, no? Rashi Shad is Nimsa Shnei and Biyada. That means that inherently, it's not the Torah is greater, but practically speaking, you end up with Shnei and Biyada.
Okay, so you're saying, okay.
Anyway, so what happens there? So meanwhile, so Titus has a kasha. Let's just go over. We're just going. So David has a kasha. The Mistira and Rashi. Then over here, they the boy that they asked in this house was, what's Gadol? Talmud Gadol or Maise Gadol? And they ended up Talmud Gadol. Talmud maybe the day Maisa. So the Swara of maybe the day Maisa made Talmud Gadol. So how can Rashi say, right? This is the play type of Kasha. How can Rashi say that in our Gemara in Baba Kama, that the Gemara is proving from here that the praise of Kiyum is greater than the praise of learning? Just the opposite. The Gemara here says that Talmud Gadol. So the Gemara says Talmud Gadol. So that means that the praise of that learning is greater. That's Tavis's Kasha. That's Tavis's Kasha. The Gemara comes out Talmud Gadol. So that means the Gemara is coming out that learning is greater. Rashi's saying the Gemara is really coming out that nice is greater. Right? I'm not so clear on the question, but that's just Tavis is quite in other words, Tavis apparently learned the Gemara. Tavis apparently learned the Gemara when the Gemara says Talmud Gadol, Shetalmud Nebini De Maisa. That's a reason why Talmud is greater. Seems like he didn't learn the Gemara like Rashi over here in Baba.
But is it better than Kiyum?
Hey, no, but I get it. Yeah,
maybe there's a difference between Kiyum and Maisa. Maisa is one Maisa. So if you have one Maisa or one Talmud, Talmud's better. But the ultimate goal is Kiyum. Do all the Maisas, right?
Well, you want to answer type in this gotcha.
I'm okay, suggesting
that. Yeah. That's, I don't know. Let me see what I'm going to go through the Marmikaimis. I don't see if they should answer. So let's go with the Marmikaimis. But I hear that Tavis, you know, there's, it seems the way Tavis gripped the Gemara, that the Gemara in Baba in Kedushin is discussing which one is a bigger Sitkus. And the Gemara is saying, which since Talmud, maybe the day Maisa, therefore there's a greater Sitkus to do Talmud. Right? Sounds like Tavis gripped the Gemara in Kedushin, not like Rashi in Kedushin. It's a little funny. Tavis is asking on Rashi learning the Gemara in Kedushin, not like Rashi himself learns in Kedushin.
Again, simply speaking, Rashi in Kedushin doesn't fit with Rashi in Baba Kama.
Why?
Because simply speaking, according to Rashi in Kedushin, you couldn't see from there that Maisa is Gadol. You might not see that Talmud Gadol either, but you wouldn't see that Maisa is Gadol.
Okay, so you're saying that Rashi Bichlal and Kedushin doesn't stem with the Gemara and Baba Kama. Because Rashi and Kedushin means, you're saying according to Rashi and Kedushin, it has nothing, doesn't show which one's greater. It just shows that it's just saying a practical thing that it pays to learn because you end up with both. But it's not, doesn't prove which one's greater. Okay, I hear. So the Rashi in Baba Kama is saying that the fact that we said Talmud Nebini De Maisa, Alma Maisa Adip. You're right, according to Rashi and Kedushin, it's not that Alma Maisa Adip, it's just that you end up with both. It could be that it's just saying that no matter what you say, this is what you should do, you end up with both. Practically speaking,
I thought the pshat in the Gemara was that in the third Mahalach, right? That when everyone said that Tom Gadol is Maisa, they're agreeing with their Tarfin. Really, Maisa is Gadol, but there's a Svara that this way you get both.
How would you know that they're agreeing with their Tarfin? How would you know that?
That's because
if you agree with Rabbi Akiva, maybe you don't need Maisa Gadol, maybe. But so.
But either way, you don't see it from this statement. Simply speaking, according to Rashi, the statement of Gadol Talmud Shemevi Le Maisa, you don't see from that
self. In other words, they could be equal, let's say that way. You're saying they're equal. And it's a statement that you should do Talmud because you'll get both. In other words, Tysus So that's in other words, Taisa seems to learn when the simple shot. Now we got to go to the Bnei Yeshua. The simple shot is the Gemara in Baba Kama is definitely discussing what's a greater praise. After Meir Ve'Eshrim, what's a greater praise? And the Gemara seems to say, according to the way Rashi sets it up, that it's a greater praise to say Maisa than to say learning. And Rashi says they from this Gemara in Kedusha. Because if you say Talmud, maybe they Maisa. So the way Taisa's simple shot in Rashi is Talmud, maybe they Maisa means that the goal is Maisa. So you should do Talmud because maybe they Maisa. So the Maisa is a goal. So Taisa is asking that if I care. The Gemara says Talmud Gadol, which means that it's a bigger praise to do Talmud. It's a bigger praise to do Talmud. So why are you saying it's a bigger praise to do Maisa?
The couple of why is it only addressing the type of Talmud of maybe the day Maisa? What about the constant of Torah Lishma?
I don't know. That is the Shema, please.
Learning Torah Lishma, not the day Maisa. That has a merit in itself also.
Okay, but Pashut Pshat is for the sake of getting the day Maisa, that could also be the Shema.
No.
I don't want to get off on Ashkafa, but that's called also the Shema, Pashtas. That's also the Shema.
Rashiva's Almanas Lassos is becoming to become a Chanach.
Yes, we're going to get into
we had a very heated discussion with Rashiva about that once, I remember.
Okay. So you see, Rashiva is very upset. But okay, you want to get to us. You have to go back. We haven't any old timers here. There was a, in my day, there was a girls' seminary, which we don't mention the name of the seminary, where the head of the seminary would tell all our girls not to go with Chafetz Chaim guys, because Chafetz Chaim guys are learning to go to Chinuch. So they're not learning the Shema. You go to Lakewood guy, he doesn't plan on going in Chinuch. So he's learning the Shema. Why would you want it before you? If you're learning the Kola, you might well have the Maida of marrying a husband who's learning the Shema. The Rashiva held that that lady was a lady, I think, was about as the crummiest lady that ever came off the boat.
Dashim Dayton Kalos.
You know that.
There are a lot of men who say the same thing too.
Okay. Yeah.
A lot of men are women.
That the Lishma means to do what Hashem wants you to do. So if you do, if you learn for the sake of doing mitzvahs, if you learn for the sake of whatever, any mitzvah, that's called Lishma. If I learn Hilchas Tefillin because I learned how to put on Tefillin, that's not called a chisern and learning Lishma. It's supposed to be learning Amin HaSasa. That's the highest mitzvah. Anyway.
Pretty sure it's never Yisrael that to teach us is the greatest Lishma.
Yeah, okay. But we're talking about Lishma. Okay, so the Maisa, how does the Bnei Yeshua answer Rashi? So you read the Bnei Yeshua? I didn't read the Bnei Yeshua. We read the Bnei Yeshua. Somebody read the Bnei Yeshua. So we have a Bnei Yeshua. So the Bnei Yeshua basically says, I'll say it outside for those who didn't read it. Is that the Bnei Yeshua says that there's two separate topics of the Gemara in Baba Kama and the Gemara in Kedushin are discussing two separate topics. The Gemara in Baba Kama is discussing Lachar Meir Ve'Esrim. We want to praise a person. Obviously, you praise a person with the greatest praise. The Gemara is discussing what's a greater praise, Kiyam or learning. And the Gemara comes out, since it says, Liman David de Maisa, that the greatest praise is Maisa. The fact that a person succeeded in doing Maisa, that's a greater praise than learning. The Gemara in Kedushin is not discussing what's the greater praise. The Gemara in Kedushin is discussing what, practically speaking, should you do if you have a half hour. And you have free time, and now you have an opportunity either to learn or to do a Maisa. So and he doesn't, he's not clear if Yeshua is talking after that fame, he after that fame, he's not clear. So in other words, what should you do? You have a half hour, you could go ahead and run out and run and open up a Gemara, you can run and do some kind of a chesed. So what takes precedence? So the Gemara is saying that Sir Tarvin said, better do the Ma'isa, because Ma'isa is Gadol. Mekiva says, better do the learning, because learning is Gadol. And we come out, the better do the learning, really we fasting like Rav Tarvin, that Ma'isa is Gadol. But you should do, you have a half hour free, you should go learn, because Talmud, maybe they Ma'isa. And it'll be like Rashi says, and you end up with both. Okay, so even though Ma'isa is greater, but this way you end up with both. So it's Gevaldic. If you end up with both, so that's it. That's obviously better to end up with both than to end up only with one. So the fact that we say the Gemara in Baba Kama is discussing which one is greater. And the Gemara is coming out that the fact that you say that the reason why you should learn it because maybe they Ma'isa, so it's implying that Ma'isa is greater. Otherwise, you should just say, stop, learn. I don't know, then Shamir asked, maybe they're equal. Okay, I don't, but I don't seem to be going with that. So
I mean, we're asking
before we get to question, I just want to get it this clear. So according to Plain Shua, Taisus, we just have the clarity. Taisus learns that the Gemara and Baba Kama and the Gemara and Kedushin are both discussing the same topic. What is a greater praise? While the Plain Yeshua is saying that they're discussing two different topics. The Gemara and Baba Kama is discussing what's the greater praise. And the Gemara in Kedushin is discussing which one you should do first. Okay, I'm sorry. What did you want to say?
If someone needs to learn in order to do the Ma'isa properly, so isn't by saying that he did the Ma'isa, saying that both about him, he's a Talmid Chacham and he's a person in Ma'isa, because if he didn't learn properly, he won't have been able to do the Ma'isa properly. So by saying he's about Ma'isa, you're saying two things about him.
I don't know. Maybe it doesn't mean he'll do it properly or just be inspired to do it more. So, you know, we'll see. That's sort of, you're saying it's sort of like Tavis's own shot, not like Rashi. But that's not how Rashi learns. Rashi learns that the, you know, that's not how Rashi learns in Baba Kama. Rashi learns that the fact that we say Talmud maybe de Ma'isa is an indication that Ma'isa is greater. Because if, that's the indication. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Anyway, so it comes out, right? So you end up saying Yeshua. So going to Bei Yeshua, it's a very interesting hashkafa, that really Ma'isa is greater than learning. The person, when you go to a Levaya, you want to give the person Kavod Achrin. The biggest Kavod is to say that he did Ma'isa, not to say that he learned. Right? That doesn't seem to be like that the world holds. But the Ma'isa is a greater shraf. According to Bei Yeshua, it's according to Rashi. Maybe Taifas disagrees. The Rambam disagrees. But the way he's learning Rashi is that Akar Meva Esrim, you want to give the person the greatest praise, you say he did Ma'isa. That's the greatest praise. That's a bigger praise than learning. Learning is only maybe the day Ma'isa. Ma'isa is what the goal is. But practically speaking, if the person wants advice, what he should do, so we would, and he has a choice. It's practically speaking, when you learn, you end up ahead of the game because you end up with more Ma'isa too. The obviously the goal is Ma'isa, and you end up with more Ma'isa. So you should do Ma'isa. You should learn because Talmud maybe today Ma'isa. Okay, that's how the Plain Yeshua is learning. So what's Shver with the Plain Yeshua? Anything Shver?
Well, isn't the Lashon in the Gemara like a little bit chaser, and wouldn't you have to see the context of Mar, like where okay. Mar is at it?
A little bit chaser is not so terrible. Plain Yeshua, the Taivis is asking in Rashi that he contradicting a Gemara, so you made him a little chaser in the Lashon, okay?
But also, isn't the whole thing based on what Mar said? I mean, what was the context of Mar's statement? It's a little weird to take it from who knows where and then say that it's the context of this Gemara, which was to say, you know, to give a guy COVID when he's not here.
I didn't follow.
Mar's comment was not made in the context of giving a eulogy.
Right, but we can derive from that. In other words, the fact that he said he was talking about what you should do first, because that was a Gemara and Kedushin. They're quoting the Gemara and Kedushin, basically, I assume. Mar is probably the Gemara and Kedushin, no?
I think so.
It sounds like a quote from Kedushin. So he was talking about Pashas, what you should do first. He's saying you should go to Talmud, go to Chetam, maybe they might. But we can derive from that that the Maisa is greater, because the learning, the value of the Hashivas of learning, because it's maybe the day Maisa. So that means that Maisa is really the ultimate praise is Maisa. That's what the place is. So therefore, that's a Gemara in Bava Kamma. So therefore, the really Kiyam is a greater praise than Gemiri.
No, but I'm saying, according to the Mithen Yeshua, the context of Mar's original quote was really in the other context.
Right, but we can derive from it. We're making a diak that the fact that he said that he's recommending that you shall learn for the purpose of maybe they might, so it implies that learning intrinsically in itself is not so great. It's only because maybe they might. So we imply from that Maisa is greater. So what's the problem? Anyone have a problem?
I mean, in terms of answering Rebbe's kash that we started the sugya with the bikiyas from, you know, all these different places in Shas, the Chor only gets us halfway, because it seems that Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam is in of in itself. Like the Chavetz Chaim talks about, if you know, it would have been the person passes someone who's drowning and saves him, he would have been better off if he made it to the Beis Medrash.
Right. In other words, the problem is that there seems to be it's not just like the Chavetz Chaim. It could be that maybe other Rishonim don't agree with Rashi. So maybe we're asking like Tysus, not like Rashi. But even that would be like pretty wild that there's such a, in other words, the way that Blei Yeshua is sort of coming out, even the stamina wild thing, that it's a nachlokes Rashi and Tyfus in such a basic ashkafa, whether what's a bigger praise, learning or doing Maisa. Like, you know, like a such a major machlokes. But the problem is, so how does Rashi, okay, so the Chavetz Chaim maybe wrote it say he's going in Tysus, but it's all based on Gemaras. First of all, we have this Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, not Avos, Mishnah in Peah. Says Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Right over there, it's not talking about what you should do first. Over there, it's talking about which is a greater reward. And it says Talmud Torah Keneged. It says Eidu Dvarim Sheolchol Perasayin Vanim Azed by Karen Kamis Beyonim Abba. So they were discussing reward. The whole Mishnah in Peah is only talking about reward. And it says. With the Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. So how can you say that Kiyam is greater than learning?
Rebbe used to quote that a Sefer said that doesn't mean that it's greater than all of them together. It just means that it's greater than any one. So if theoretically this is greater than any one, maybe they Maisa.
It means it's greater. Then Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam.
Rebbe's quoted that, I think, maybe from the. I remember he quoted that from a Sefer Arisha.
So I don't know how that's going to help, because Kiyam I'm reading. We're saying.
And so it's greater mitzvah that which is maybe. I mean, it mitzvah itself theoretically it's less, but mitzvah the fact that it's also maybe the day another mitzvah makes it greater.
No, but the Gemara is talking about in Peah, if where you're going to get more scar. Talmud Talmud Torah can have good kula without scar, no? Without,
and then yeah, you're going to get more scar for the Talmud Torah because that Talmud Torah itself is going to bring Lidea Maisa. So then that the fact that Talmud Torah is being maybe that Lidea that Maisa, you're going to get more scar for that Talmud Torah. But it's only mitzvah the fact that it's maybe Lidea that Maisa.
It's good, but if you get more scar for the Talmud Torah, so then the Gemara and Bava Kamma is fair. So then it's a greater praise to praise a person with Talmud Torah.
The Shevach of the Adam is the Maisa. If the Maisa is the Maisa, then the Shevach of the Adam is Mitzah, the Maisa that came forth from him.
Then how can you say Talmud Torah? Can I get to them? I don't get it. I'm sorry.
Again, if you do Talmud Torah, so you get that Talmud Torah plus a Maisa that comes forth from it. But the more beautiful thing with Pnei Yeshua is the Maisa that comes forth from it. So then the Mishabeach, the other, we're going to Mishabeach him about the Maisa that came from it.
Okay, all right. Let me
look at the Pnei Yeshua inside. I think it needs the Shtickel Meduik language, how he says.
Let's look at that Mishnah in Peyot. I don't know if you people have it. I sent it to you right before Shir. I don't know, a little bit. You have the Mishnah in Peyot.
The question. Are we assuming all Meisim are like equal? Like if you hand out lollipops, that's also. Are we assuming like all Meisim are equal? Like if you hand out lollipops to kids, that's also great.
The Mishnah in Peyot is talking about all Meisim. I mean, it's talking about all. It's talking about Kibud Aveim, Ugminas Chasadim, Avo Hashem and Chaveiro. So
don't tell me Shulam Lom Shandra in the Bryce of the Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, in their generation, they would be Bivata Torah for Achnasas Kala as a Dvar Rishos that certain like Chasadim Taka could actually be greater pound for pound. Like, is that if generally it's true, but you could have it's Shayach to have Meisim and maybe you have Machlokas, whether you could have certain Meisim that in certain circumstances could be.
I don't know. So let's look at this Gemara Mishnah in Peyah.
Rabbi, before you jump in, I don't think I spoke out with before. What I meant Lashmo, I meant is there's really 10 concepts as far as Torah, where there's Torah that's going to lead to Maisa, and there's Torah for learning. Like they say, difference between men and women. Women have a mitzvah just to learn in order to do the Maisa, to know what to do. So it could be this, what we're talking about here is specifically Torah, which is going to teach you what to do or going to lead you to Maisa. So comparing those. But Torah by itself, just for learning Torah, that won't lead to Maisa even, that has a certain thing to it. Most of our learning is.
Okay, but that's opposite of the whole sugya here, Pashas. The whole sugya is, the Gemara is saying, Gadol Torah, Talmud, Shemebe de Maisa. Not saying, You're going
right, because we're only talking about in this regard. We're only talking about Torah, which leads to Maisa.
Okay, you're the Daichin Gadol. But good, the Gemara is Mashma. If anything, the Gemara is Mashma that when you learn what you call Torah Lishma is not so good. The only reason why Gadol Torah is because maybe they Maisa. That's what the Gemara is Mashma. Which what people actually say, but I said the yeshiva should learn. Shan is not like that because they learn Meide Maisa through Barasi Yitzar Pasi Tartha. But the Gemara is saying the Chashivas of Torah is Meide Maisa. That's the greatness of Torah is Meide Maisa. You're saying the greatness of Torah is that it's not Meide Maisa. You're saying the opposite of the Gemara.
See, that's the Torah of
Talmud Kinegula. Okay, but that's not what the Gemara and the Kedushin wasn't distinguishing between one Torah and another Torah. They asked the question, what's greater, Maisa greater or Torah greater? They're talking about all Torah.
And so what's the Torah meaning of the Maisa?
That's the answer, but the question was, which is greater? So they weren't talking
about... What Torah are we asking about? Are we talking about all Torah?
I don't know, but they're talking about all Torah. And they answer Talmud Gadol Shemevri Maisa. The simple pshat, we can't twist the Gemara backwards. The simple pshat in the Gemara is that the Gemara is saying that the godless of Torah is Mevri De Maisa.
Is that because of Barashi Torah Tavlin?
I don't know. So I said it's a machlokes in the Svarim. But the simple pshat in the Gemara is it's beferish in the Gemara and it's beferish that way in the Rambam. And even the Briskers agree to that. It's a Farish. It's the Farish in the Gemara, Farish in the Shulchan Aruch, the Farish in the Rambam, that the Iker Maida of Torah is Mevini De Maisa. That's what the Gemara is saying. Now, the question is, what does Mevini De Maisa mean? Does it mean because you'll learn Hilchos Tefillin, or because you'll get rid of Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi Yetzirah at the Hafik. Okay, I know that's a machlokes, but everyone agrees what the Gemara is saying is you want to know why Torah is great? Because it's maybe they might. Let me look at this Gemara in the Mishnah in Peya. Very interesting. I don't know if you have a Peya. So the if you look at the Rambam says two lines from the bottom. The Rambam has a parish Mishnayis on Peya. So the Rambam says, So the Rambam is learning that when the Gemara in Peya says Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, that's because Talmud maybe nidei maisa, right? Which is okay. That in other words, it means that the Gemara, the Mishnah in Peya, is passing like the Maskana in Kedushin, which is pretty, which is fine because that's when Kulam. At the end of the day, everyone agreed to that. Even up to, could be even after Tarpin at the end of the day agreed that the Chashivas of Torah is comes first. Because maybe they might say he's precious, he's not learning like the play Yeshua. He's learning that the which is the greatest char. And maybe they might say Hoshib Shat, according to the Rambam, is that Rav Tarpin and he's in his Havamin Rav Tarpin would not agree with the Mishnah and Peya. That's pretty interesting. In other words, when the Mishnah and Peya says, Tamatari, can I get Kulam? That's the Maskana of the Gemara and Kedushin.
It sounds all like what Shamir was saying, I think. No, the fact that the
Torah... Let me you know, put that. That's the Rambam. Now, if you look in the Rash, you look at the Rash says, the Rash is a different Rishon. Was it Rav Shimshon? Rash is, which Rishon is that? I forgot already. The Tzitz of Shans. What?
He's an earlier Balei Tosfos.
Yeah. So he says, Rav Becharya, the last line, it goes on the next page. Rav Becharya, Rav Chaya, the Kvar Tchumim. Chan Amar, Afilo, Kova, Odom, Kudo, Enosho, Afilo, Darecha, Mea Torah. Nothing in the world is equal to anything in the Torah. The Chan Amar, Afilo, Kova, Mitzvah, Seh, Shal Torah, Enosho, Darecha, Mea Torah. One said even, not even all the mitzvahs are equal. Okay. Okay, and they say
that it's called all of me.
Because there's a pasuk, kol chapatzecha lo yishruba. Chapatzecha eidu dibrei Torah. So it's interesting. No, it's something very interesting that it's a machlokes rishonim. Why Talmud Torah is keneged kulam? Taisus, Rashi, the Rambam says, Talmud Torah keneged kulam, because Talmud maybe today maisa. And the Rash, Taisus Shan says, it's because there's a pasuk, kol chapatzecha lo yishruba, not because, right? So I don't know what's shot here. The Rambam is paskening like he said this Mishnah goes like the Maskana. I mean, I don't know if I'm reading it right, but it would sound like that the Taisus Shans has learned that this Mishnah is only Rabbi Akiva. Is that right? Rabbi Akiva said Talmud Gadol. He did not have the Svara maybe today Maisa. So is that what the Taisus Shans means? That the Kol Chapatzecha Lo Yishruba, that's Rabbi Akiva. No one seems to be to think that. Is the
Rambam making an unnecessary extra machlokas between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli then?
I don't know. I'm just saying
he's going to straight Yerushalmi, no?
The Yerushalmi, that when we say Talmud Torah Neged Kulam, That's not because Talmud may be the day Maisa. That's because intrinsically Talmud Torah connected is better. But who holds intrinsically Talmud Torah is better? That's Rabbi Akiva. So it would sound like that it's a machlekes, according it's a machlekes Yishayim, which Tana in Kedushin does this Mishnah Peah go by? According to the Rambam, this Mishnah Peah is going like the Maskana of Talmud Nevi Nidei Maisa. According to the Rash, it's going like Rabbi Akiva. Is that right? I think that's right. What would that do to answer our kasha? I'm not sure it would do anything.
I mean, just to clarify, theoretically, if you don't say Nimsu Shneim Biyado like Rashi in Kiddushin, and you say more like Rebbe was saying, that it's maybe Lidei many Maisim, then theoretically, that in of itself might make it Kol Chafetz in Lo Yishkufo, because
that's not what the Rash is saying. The Rash seems to say that it's intrinsically. A fetal called mitzvah shebetayra ain't a shav and a davar echad metametayra. It sounds like even, and it sounds like even combined. Now a fetal called mitzvah shebetayra ain't a shav because kol chapatzech on a yishpuva. It sounds like it's intrinsic. It doesn't sound like it's because it's maybe they maisa.
Maybe there's a way of understanding maybe they maisa that it doesn't mean. That it brings you that therefore the end goal is the maisa, that it brings you to now you have a maisa. It means maybe de maisa means you're a man. It changes you that you're bal de maisa, meaning it brings you to shleimus. Who's a shalim? A shalim with perfect tayag mitzvahs, meaning it's now you're bal de maisa. Now you're someone who now you're the perfect tzaddik. So the Torah. Is mashlam a person more than maisa?
The Rambam here, when he says maybe they maisa, he's not learning like you. He's saying, you'll come to all this. Because you'll come to doing these. It said, you know, all these things before. Keep it up, aim, get us a sadim.
What's the
tchilas
during he's talking about?
You know, you read the piece. It's a long Rambam. I didn't read the whole Rambam. Read the whole Rambam. Anyway, so what comes out like this? It could be, assuming we're right, that the Rash or the Yishalmi is making that the Mishnah in Peah is totally on a machlekes Sanoim. In other words, according to the Rambam, the Mishnah in Peah is saying Talmud Torah can I get kula because maybe they ma'isa, but that's not how the Plain Yeshua learns maybe they ma'isa. The Yeshua learns, you know, there's the Rambam is learning maybe they ma'isa like Taifas learned maybe they ma'isa. It's just maybe they ma'isa. Therefore, Talmud Torah is the greatest mitzvah. Right. And therefore, you get when you come to Olam Haba, you get the greatest char for Talmud Torah. Because the Mishnah in Peah is discussing Schar. But the Plei Yeshua says that maybe the day Maisa, according to Rashi, has nothing to do with Schar. So the Chayra, Rashi cannot learn the Mishnah in Peah like the Rambam. Because maybe the day Maisa is not a din in Schar. Maybe the day Maisa is only a din, according to Plei Yeshua, in practical behavior. So Edomai, the Plei Yeshua, will learn the Mishnah in Peah, like the Rash, that maybe that Talmud Torah is greater because Kol Chafetzecha Lo Yishvuva. Okay, so that's L'Chaira, Rabbi Akiva. Okay, so maybe there's no problem. In other words, I know it's just a little crazy, but the Plei Yeshua would say that we don't bask like the Mishnah in Peah.
That's so great, though. As far if we're going to say that there's a ton of
before you ask the question, I'm going to hear the crazy shot. In other words, according to the Rash, there are three days in Kedushin, and the Mishnah in Peah is going according to the Rabbi Akiva, who holds that intrinsically Tama Torah is greater. So we pass in halacha the ma'isa like the third day. Right, the Gemara in Baba Kama is paskining, is following the third day, the Talmud Gado, Shetamid maybe the day Maisa. Right, that's what the in Kedushin it says Nimnu Begamru. So it says Nimnu Begamru. I mean not Nimnu Begamru. It says when it says Nimnu Begamru. It says Nene Kulam, Nene Kulam the Amru. So the Gemara in Baba Kama is going with the Nene Kulam, but the Mishnah in Peah is not working with the Nene Kulam. According to the Rash, the Mishnah and Peah, the Rambam is learning that the Mishnah and Peah is going with Talmud, maybe the name Ma'isa. But that don't fit in with the Plan Yeshua. The Plan Yeshua is in Rashi, so Rashi can't learn that. So the Rashi is going to have to learn that the Mishnah and Peah is going like the Rash, which is saying that it's going with Rabbi Akiva. So the Chayra, the Madamar that says Tom and maybe they might according to the Plain Shua is Guva arguing Rabbi Akiva.
Why can't Rashi go like the Rambam?
According to the Plain Shua, there were 3 days. The first they had a shine in Babak in Kedushin. What should you do first? So Ratarbin says do Maisa first because Maisa is a bigger mitzvah. Rabbi Akiva said do learning because learning is a bigger mitzvah. Then they came along and they said, do learning because maybe they may. So that means that really Rav Tarfin's right, that Maisa is a bigger mitzvah. It's just that you should learn because you'll get Maisa. That's the Gemara's Diak and Baba Kama. So according to Rashi and Baba Kama, the way that Yeshua is gripping Rashi and Baba Kama, it's the Machlokes, Rav Tarfin and Akiva, what's greater, Torah or mitzvah, or mitzvahs. And the Maskana of the Gemara is like Rav Tarfin. And the Mishnah in Peah is like Rabbi Akiva. A wild thing, but I think that would be what would come out according to Plain Yeshua.
So points that
we don't pass it. We don't pass it. The Rambam is trying to get up.
What does Rabbi Tarfin do with Lo Amaretz Chassid? Like, why is according to Rabbi Tarfin you should start with Maisim? Like, how
Lo Amaretz Chassid could be when you're first learn, when you're a beginner, you have to learn. But what after you learned already 10 years and you're not an Abba Aretz, now what's a bigger mitzvah? Is there a bigger mitzvah to learn or is a bigger mitzvah to do mitzvahs? You already know your basic halacha. So what's a bigger mitzvah? So Rav Tarfin is saying that it's a bigger mitzvah to do mitzvahs. Rabbi Akiva says it's better to learn because it's better to learn intrinsically because learning is a bigger mitzvah. And then the Gemara says that really it's a bigger mitzvah to do mitzvahs, but the better you learn, the more mitzvahs you end up doing. You'll get both. But
you know, they're going to suffer for quality.
Well, Maisa, it's pretty fair this the how wide the machlokas is. I mean, you have this days in the Yerushalmi saying, Kol chafatzim lo yeshuva. And then you have, and then you have Rabbi Tarfon say Maisa Gadol. Like, what's it? Just I don't. Like, or there needs to be some.
Yes, it's very strange. It's also very strange at the Plain Yeshua, at the end of the day. I mean, it's just very, very strange that the Plain Yeshua at the end of the day is going to be saying that Maisa is greater than learning, and you know, again, you know, there's. If you're not in the realm of an Am Haaretz and you basically know, and you're on your deathbed, Chas V'Shalom, and the guy has a half hour left to live, according to Plain Yeshua, you should better do a mitzvah meisim than to learn. That's the biggest thing is meisim. Meisim is better. If you have a choice what to do, we say learn because then you end up doing more meisim. But practically speaking, the biggest praise is Maisa. That's what he seems like. The problem also, Rafi asked, what do we do with the Gemara and Megillah? The Gemara and Megillah said, Gadol Achnosas Nefashis, Gadol Talmud Torah, Yetzer Me'atzoas Nefashis. And they brought a raya because Mordechai went down in Madrega. So what does that mean? I mean, doesn't that mean that it He can't say over there that if he would have learned, he would have had both. He wouldn't have had both. He could have had both.
I thought I remember hearing.
Isn't understanding there, like it says like they said he saved someone on his way to yeshiva, that's why his lady says better you should have gone the other way, whatever it is. The part is there's in a vacuum and there's star shachal lefanecha. There's a different they're different planes, and I'm talking to each other.
That line that it's better that you should have gone a different way is not like the plane Yeshua. Plane Yeshua is saying that Maisa the greater mitzvah.
Does that fit along with the Rambam, though?
That Achamei Be'Esrim, if you want to praise a person, you praise him with Maisa. That's wild. That means that he's saying, it's almost against every Ashkafa that we say. We always say, Tamatari, can I get Tula? We always go like this Rash, I think. I think we go with this Rash. I don't think we go with the Rambam either.
We can't be going with the Rosh.
Why don't we go like the Rambam?
The Rosh is only according to Rabbi Akiva, like Rabbi said, right? The Rosh is only
according to Rabbi Akiva. I don't know.
So why don't we go like the Rambam?
We don't say because of, I mean, maybe because you say because we do because of Talmud, maybe they might. So,
isn't that how it's brought in Shulchan Aruch?
I mean, is that what the Gros says?
That was brought in the Rambam says it's because of Talmud, maybe they might. So. I don't know.
Now, how do we know the Rash is not like the Ram? Is like
doesn't
not
say it's maybe because of Talmud maybe day Ma'isa. He brings a plastic stamp. Go call Chapetzach on a Yeshuva.
But that means that he's maybe not day
Ma'isa. Maybe day Ma'isa is a Svara. The Gemara in Kedushin is saying a Svara. That we had a Machlekes from Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon, which is greater. I say I'm over time. I'm sorry. So it doesn't sound okay. I don't know. Okay, anyway, we need to think about this a little more. In other words, what is it comes out of just very, very strange that the Pnei Yeshua seemingly would be saying that we don't fast in Tamatari Connecticut Kula, which is like wild. We'll have to say such a thing. And I don't know what he does with the whole Gemara and by Mikila, that Talmud is. That Talmud is greater than Atzmaus Nefashis, because here we're saying that Maisa is greater.
But just
why can't the Pnei Yeshua?
There's a Rabbeinu Yeshaya of the Balei Tosfos who says a similar approach to the Pnei Yeshua. I mean, a little
right,
bit.
Well, there's right here and Tosfos in Kedushin, the last teretz of Tosfos in Kedushin, the Yesh Beforshim, is very similar to the Pnei Yeshua. You know, it's not just a Pnei Yeshua. Yes, I hate to say this. The last teretz of Tosfos in Kedushin says almost the same thing. I'm not really sure why Pnei Yeshua needed, but okay, we have Rabbeinu Yeshaya is a separate sefer.
Yeah, Tosfos. I mean, it's brought in the Shita Mekubetzes.
Okay, so it's just so strange. I happen to agree with you, Shamir, also that it's so strange that there should be such a big machlokes and. Rashi and that Rashi should hold that way in the Maskana. The Pnei Yeshua should be saying it's strange that there should be such a big machlekes Tanoim, but it's even stranger that there should be such a big machlekes among Rishonim, because you would think that even Rishonim, like basic Hashkafas HaTaira, should be known. Like the machlekes is that Tosfos holds that Talmud Torah is greater. Tosfos is not learning Rashi like this. Tosfos is learning the simple pshat, the Talmud Gadol, either whether it's because of Mevini De Maisa, whatever the Svara is, and Rashi, according to Ben Shua, is coming out that the Kiyam is greater. It's just very strange. I don't know also what he does with the Gemara Megillah. I don't know. What?
What's the difficulty understanding Ben Shua's Rashi with the Rambam? I'm not clear what that's.
I didn't hear you. What?
What's the problem with understanding Ben Shua's version of Rashi with the Rambam and Peah?
Because the Rambam and Peah says the reason why Talmud Torah can I get Kulam is because of Gadol Talmud Shemevin De Maisa. According to the Pnei Yeshua, Rashi learns Talmud Shemevin De Maisa is only an advice of what you should do when you're coming as a question what you should do, but not as far as reward.
That's how the Pnei Yeshua. Because he learns differently.
What?
Because he learns bava kamma differently.
Right, that's how he answers this theory. He says bava kamma is discussing reward, and kedushin is discussing what you should do. But pay is also discussing reward. So the Rambam, you can't, the Pei Yeshua is mefarish against the Rambam. The Pei Yeshua is saying that Gadol maybe the Maisa is only discussing what you should do and not reward. But the Rambam learned maybe the Maisa in the Mishnah of Eidat Rashen and Shir.
And we can't learn, like, as you're saying, along the lines of Shir saying before, that the Torah adds up, meaning the understanding of Pei is that you're learning Torah in order to do this mitzvah. You're learning Torah to do this mitzvah. So we add it all up combined. It ends up Torah's connected kula because you need Torah for everything. I think that's what I thought. Understood Shmuel was saying.
That doesn't fit with the Rosh. I mean, the Rosh can be.
No, not the Rosh. The Rambam.
And the Rambam is saying that it's. I don't know. Maybe the Rambam, but that's how he's reading the Gemara and Kedushin, and maybe the Dei Maisa. But that's not how the Pei Yeshua says Rashi read the Gemara and Kedushin, because if you read the Gemara that way, then it comes out that Torah is greater, and you would kill the Gemara and Baba Kamma. You kill the Gemara. So Pei Yeshua has to learn the Kedushin differently to save Baba Kamma. Okay, anyway, I'm so confused.
Maybe that's right.
I don't know the Gemara and Megillah, but I have a recollection of Rabbi Grumblat saying over from the Reshiva that the Reshiva learned Mordechai could have only gone down if he had the improper balance to some level. Is that a correct?
I'm so
confused.
I don't know. That's not, I don't know. Maybe Reshiva said it. I did not hear Reshiva say that. It's not the normal shot in the Megiddo, but okay. Maybe Reshiva said it. Reshiva said you don't lose by doing what's right. Reshiva, one of Reshiva's big hashkafas, so maybe I didn't learn that way, but even so, it seems that, okay, I don't know.
Rabbi, maybe we can learn all these things by saying lag murei. It says Talmud Gadol made hatzolos nefesh, it means lag murei.
Lag murei?
Like the Gemara's answer over here in Baba Kamma, it means to teach.
No, I don't know. The Gemara in Baba it wasn't taught teaching. There was so much as learning, no?
Maybe koach the Gemara and get Baba
Kamma. Okay, well, maybe. All right, let's wait a day. Let's try and see if like maybe someone talks about it. But it is definitely very, very strange that according to Pei Yeshua, Rashi has a whole different hashkafa, and then, you know, different hashkafa is a chayim a little bit. Okay. All right, anyway.
Does that mean he's going to argue with the Shulchan Aruch? Or does that mean that there would be a different Shulchan Aruch, Halacha L'Maisa, or somehow, or it ends up being with the same Shulchan Aruch? So it ends up being...
I'm not sure subtle. There's an Afkamina Halacha, but it could be an Afkamina Halacha, because an Afkamina would be in a situation where you don't need, maybe, that's not saying the last half hour of your life, where you don't need, maybe they might, according to Pei Yeshua, you should do mitzvahs, and according to everyone else, you should be learning
mitzvahs.
Okay, all right, Yeshikayach, everybody.